Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We praise you. And to the one who saved our soul, to the one who makes us whole, we're going to let everybody know we believe in you, Jesus. We believe in you. You are the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through you. There is no other name given under heaven by which men must be saved. We lift you high and we exalt you. Father God has exalted you and given you the name which is above every other name. And at that name, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you are Lord, Jesus. You are Lord of all, to the glory of God the Father. Father, I ask you now, Holy Spirit, open our hearts, open our minds. Let us hear your word. Let us hear your will for this church, Lord, to carry on the mission and the ministry of Word of Victory Church. Now that you've taken our beloved Pastor Harvey Connor to be home with you, with the angels, with the rest of the saints that have gone on before him, Lord, we still have a mission. We still have a ministry. And help us, Lord, to just remember what that is today and to clarify that mission and ministry and to set our hearts in agreement and our minds and hearts to be in one heart, one mind, one accord, to be in total unity, to finish the race, to carry on the mission that you started with Pastor Harvey Connor here at Word of Victory Church in Paoli and throughout the earth, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. So believe it or not, it's been, 2 weeks already since Pastor Harvey's gone home to be with the Lord. Yeah, a little more than that, actually. And with the think about it, he's with the angels now. I would imagine that you get to see the angels now when you're in heaven with your spirit. That's pretty awesome, right? I mean, the greatest thing is you get to see the Lord, and you get to be with him and with the other saints who have gone on before him. But I never thought about, hey, he's hanging out with the angels now, too. And that's pretty awesome. And with his wife, Evelyn. Yeah, but you don't get to see him that much. You might get to see him once in a while, but... So anyhow, I thought today would just be a really good time for us to remember and clarify what the mission and ministry of Word of Victory Church is, because we're called to carry the mission and the ministry on. And it's very important to us that we stay focused on that, and it's always good to clarify what our mission and ministry is. What does the Lord have us here for? What does the Lord start Word of Victory Church for? To begin with, and where are we going now? We need to realign ourselves, basically, is what I'm trying to say, with what the Lord wants us to do for him now that the mission's been passed on to us. It's our turn, right? Say, it's my turn. We've been involved in it through the leading of the Holy Spirit and Pastor Harvey, but you know, just like the time when Moses went up on the mountain and Moses left to be with the Lord, there was a special transition and a special time after that. After Moses died, the Lord himself came to speak to Joshua and to encourage him. It's your turn now. You're going to take the people into the promised land, and here's what I want you to do, and here's the keys to making that happen. Here's how you can be successful. I'm going to lay out to you all that you need to do to be successful carrying on the ministry for my people and taking them where I want them to go. So turn with me to the book of Joshua. We'll be in chapter 1. Thank God that the battle plan has changed from destroying nations. Right? I mean, that's what they did. They had to go and destroy wicked nations before the Lord and do the Lord's work before them and chase out those nations out of the land that God had given them. If they weren't willing to repent and follow the Lord with them, then they would literally destroy the nations and have to kill the people and drive them out of the lands. Well, thank God we're not doing that anymore. Amen? So instead of destroying nations and killing people, now we're saving souls and discipling nations. Amen? Thank God for the new covenant. Woo-hoo! Hallelujah. But we're still in a battle. Amen. But we have been given awesome weapons. And praise God, again, we're no longer armed with carnal weapons. We're not using spears and swords and guns and tanks and all those things. We're not taking life and destroying wicked people. But now we're empowered with the gospel of Jesus Christ, prayer, the word of God, praise and worship, and we've been filled with the Holy Spirit and given that. Here's the awesome weapons also we have are the fruit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit for our weapons of our warfare. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty in God to the demolishing of strongholds and saving souls. Amen? Our mission is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to save souls by offering them forgiveness of sins and the gift of eternal life through faith in Jesus. We know as they put their faith in Jesus and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, we disciple them so they can be healed and set free from the strongholds in their lives and learn to walk in the newness of life that Jesus purchased for them with his precious blood. Amen? So the instructions and strategies given to Joshua after the death of Moses by God still apply to us after the death of Pastor Harvey. We can apply them to us as we move forward to realign ourselves with what the Lord wants us to do for him right now with the mission and the ministry that he's passed on to us now. So Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Everybody there? Say, I'm there. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, or we could say after the death of Pastor Harvey Connor, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun. And right now the Lord's speaking to us, Word of Victory Church, because we were Harvey's assistants. And he's saying, Word of Victory Church, my servant is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I'm giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses, or as I said to Harvey. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites and the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. We know that that specifically applies to Israel, the nation of Israel and the Jewish people. But we know that God has given us the areas that each one of us live, our sphere of influence, Paoli, Philadelphia, Berwyn, Fraser, Pottstown, Phoenixville, Collegeville. He's everywhere that we go and spread the gospel, it still is the same message. Everywhere where we go that our feet shall trod and spread the gospel, God has given to us. Amen? Amen? We can claim those areas for the kingdom of God now. And I love this. No man, and I'm going to say, or demon, shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses or Pastor Harvey, so I will be with you. We just heard this word. I will not leave you or forsake you. Amen? I will never, ever, never, 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 ever, ever, ever is the interpretation of that verse in the New Testament. Leave you or forsake you. These awesome promises, they're not just beautiful expressions in the Bible. But right now we need to pause, think what they really mean, and we need to appropriate them for ourselves by faith. Look at how awesome the covenant promises are. His divine presence, His divine protection, His divine guidance through the power of the Holy Spirit, and blessing all the days of our lives are more precious and valuable than anything that this world could ever offer us. Amen? Just think about what it means to us. This is God's heart for all of us. That He has a constant, unchanging love toward us. He never changes. Amen? Thank God He never changes. He's always ready to help us, always ready to help you. All you have to do is call upon Him. But we must believe this in order to get the benefit of it. You have to believe it by faith. You have to receive it. Believe it, receive it in your heart, and speak it with your mouth. We must have faith in His promises. Remember, just like Abraham, we talked about him last week, and I just love that verse. This is a modern version. It said his faith never wavered. In other words, his faith did not leave him. He did not doubt God's promise. Instead, listen to this modern version. I love this version. It says, His faith filled him with power. Your faith is what fills you. Your faith and your trust in God is what fills you with the power to keep moving forward, to keep doing what God has called you to do, to trust in His promises. We just quoted it again. Pat just said it. All in Jesus Christ, all the promises of God are yes and amen through Him to the glory of God. It's all always for His glory. His faith filled him with power, and he gave praise to God. Instead of wavering, instead of doubting, his faith filled him with power, and he gave praise to God. Your faith should always enable you to praise God, no matter what the circumstances are that you're going through in your life. And it does. All of us have seen that. All of us have used that. It's just amazing. No matter what we're going through, at some point your faith kicks in and you just soar above those things and you can begin to praise God in the midst of horrible circumstances even. Our God is awesome. Thank God that He fills us with His faith and His praise. Abraham was absolutely sure, and I am, and I believe you are absolutely sure, that God is able to do what He has promised. Do you believe that? Amen. So the same way God tested the faith of Joshua is what He's going to do with us now. Now that we know He promises to be with us wherever we go, He encourages us and says, hey, it's time to put your faith into action. Now you're in partnership with Me, He says. We are in partnership with Him. You're in partnership with Me. And He tells us two very key steps that we need to take to be prosperous and have good success in our mission and ministry here at Word of Victory Church with Him. The first is in verse 6. Be strong and of good courage. For to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to your fathers to give them. That shouldn't be any problem for us. Why? We can be strong and courageous. Because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. And the Word of God tells us we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. I mean, if you think about what God has called every church to do and all His people to do, to share the gospel, to see people saved, to disciple nations, that's a huge operation. That's a huge task. But we can do it, amen? Because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And verses 7 and 8. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Well, that's Old Testament. We have an updated version, praise God, right? Instead of doing what Moses, we still have to do the things Moses commanded us to do. We want to follow the things that everything that's in the Word of God. But our updated version says, be sure to do all that my son Jesus has commanded you to do. And guess what? You're not going to be able to forget it because I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit to remind you of everything he told you to do. Right? And the power to accomplish the mission. Here's an important thing, though. Just the same way that the Lord told Joshua, we have to receive this next verse. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left. We cannot deviate from the plan of spreading the gospel, the great commission of what Jesus told us to do. Amen? We can't turn from the left or the right. We have to stay focused on that and all the other amazing things that he's told us to do. Do not turn from it to the right hand or the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. All the churches that prosper, all the churches that grow, their main focus is to do exactly what Jesus told them to do, to spread the gospel and make disciples of all nations. Amen? That's it. This book of the law, or the word of God, shall not depart from your mouth, but we should meditate in it day and night, that we may observe to do according to all that is written in it. And again, we have a better covenant now, and we're filled with the Holy Spirit, and he will enable us to do all that is written in it. We know that Israel was not able to do that. They would kind of do it for a little while and stop, and then judgment would come back and forth, but they were not always able to do everything that was written in the Word of God. Why? Because God knew that they wouldn't be able to. Therefore, he told Jeremiah about a new covenant that he would make. The new covenant, he would fill us with his Holy Spirit so that we could do, as we read and observe, we could do all that is written in the Word. The only way that we can do that is through the power of the Holy Spirit, because of the new covenant, because he put his Holy Spirit in us and he writes his laws and his word upon our mind and upon our heart and gives us the power to do them. Here's the last part of that verse 8. For then, Word of Victory Church, you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Verse 9. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Again. So we see three times in verse 6, 7, and 9, he tells Joshua, be strong and very courageous. And he's telling us, Word of Victory Church, be strong and very courageous. The size and the duration of the task ahead may seem overwhelming to us at times, but the Lord's not calling us without enabling us. He gives us three good reasons to be strong. First, we have God's promises. He promised us a sure victory. In verses 5 and 6, just as I was with my son Jesus, I'm changing the words a little bit, I will be with you, or with Harvey, I will be with you. But mainly, just as I was with my son Jesus, I will be with you. No one will be able to stop you all your life. I will not abandon you. I will never leave you. Word of Victory, you must be strong and brave. You must save the people so that they can enter my kingdom. I promised my son Jesus that I would save all who put their trust in him to save them. But it's you who must tell them the good news. For all the promises of God and him are yes and amen to the glory of God through us. Another good reason he tells us to stay strong and courageous is because we have God's word, hallelujah, as our safe guide. This is our guide. This is our instruction manual. You must be strong, verses 7 and 8, we just read them. You must be strong and brave about obeying the commands my servant Jesus gave you. If you follow his teachings exactly, you will be successful in everything you do. Always remember what is written in my word. Speak forth my word and study it day and night. My new covenant with you is to fill you with the Holy Spirit, to empower you and enable you to obey what is written there. If you do this, you will be wise and successful in some of the things you do. In all, everything. Amen? Third, we can stay strong and courageous because we have His presence, the promise of His presence with us everywhere we go. His sustaining power is with us. The Lord has sustained this church for 36 years now, and He will continue to sustain it because He promised that He will never leave us nor forsake us. Verse 9, remember that I have commanded you to be determined and confident. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for I, the Lord your God, am with you wherever you go. Jesus said it this way in the New Testament. Jesus came and spoke to them after His resurrection, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and in earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So those are all great words and encouragement from the Lord for us. But what is the mission and the ministry of Word of Victory Church? Well, we know we're called to be a Spirit-filled, Spirit-led, power-packed, prayer-saturated, rapidly growing church, always in the center of God's will. We know that we're called to pattern this ministry after the book of Acts. We want this church to be patterned in a way, the way we ministry, the type of ministry, is according to the book of Acts. That's the pattern we want to follow. But what is the mission and the ministry of Word of Victory Church? That's what we want to know, right? That's what we just want to clarify today and remember. Well, turn with me to Isaiah 61. This was Pastor Harvey's, one of Pastor Harvey's, if not his favorite, deliverance, healing, ministry, scriptures, chapters. And I believe the whole chapter is a great, great mission statement and ministry statement for this church and for all God's people. Now, this is specifically written to Israel, God's people, but now we are God's people. We are part of the Commonwealth of Israel now. We haven't replaced them. Don't let anybody ever tell you that we replaced Israel. That's called replacement theology, and that is a big lie from the pit of hell. But we are part. We've been grafted in with them now. So we're considered His people. So this really is a great ministry and mission statement. And Jesus Himself used it in Luke 4, 18 and 19 to state, launch His ministry, actually. So this is the mission statement of our Lord and Savior Jesus. It was Pastor Harvey's mission, and I believe it was his heart for Word of Victory Church. And now it's our mission and ministry to carry on for the glorious kingdom of God. Let's read it. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me first and foremost always. The order when the Holy Spirit gives people an order to write down a list of things that to do, whatever comes first is always the absolute most important main priority. Okay? The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me first to preach the good tidings to the poor, to preach the gospel to every living creature, Jesus said in the New Testament. And He has sent me then to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and opening of the prison to those who are bound. That's the ministry. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Grace, grace, grace. This is the year of grace. Get in, get in, get in. We're to tell people about His grace, His forgiveness, His love, His mercy. But we're also to tell about the vengeance, the day of the vengeance of our God. We have to tell them about sin and judgment. We have to use the law of God to show them where they stand before God so that they will humble themselves and cry out for mercy for Jesus to save them and really understand why Jesus came to save them. Okay? What a great ministry, right? Listen to this. To comfort all who mourn, not just some. Jesus didn't pick and choose, oh, I'll just take the rich guys from the main line, or I'll take these guys over here, but I don't want any of those drug addicts. I don't want those prostitutes. I don't want those weird people in here. Jesus never did that, right? We're to comfort all who mourn. We're to minister to everybody. Pastor Harvey was great at that, and that's what he believed. And we have to be just like Jesus. Jesus actually spent more time going to the outcasts and the people that society didn't want anything to do with than he did going to everybody else. But we will just continue to do the same. We'll continue to those that the Lord brings here, and we have to continue to minister to everybody that the Lord brings into our life in your sphere of influence, because you all are ministers too, amen? I'm talking to everybody here. That's all of us. Say, I am a minister according to the New Testament. Amen. We get to console those who mourn in Zion. That's a pretty important ministry, and we really haven't focused a lot on that here, but I believe that's saying we need to minister to Israel. We need to specifically minister to the Jewish people, and especially to the people of Israel, to Zion. Amen? To give them beauty for ashes. We get to give them the oil of joy for mourning. We get to teach people how to put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Isn't that awesome? That they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. And there's the bottom line. It's also that he may be glorified. It's all for his glory. Listen to this. This is important too, because I believe this is what the church is called to do. It's part of our nation, to be part of our nation. Be part of the political system. Be part of helping transform cities and rebuild cities like Baltimore and Detroit, the ones that people think there's no way that those places can ever come back to life or be revived. We're called to bring revival. Amen? That's what the church is called to do. And they shall rebuild the old ruins. They shall raise up the former desolations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. Here come some blessings. Strangers shall stand and feed your flocks. The sons of the foreigner shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be named the priests of the Lord. They shall call you the servants of our God, the ministers of God. Say, he's talking about me. We are the ministers. You are the ministers of God. Priests of the Lord. You are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. Called to sing forth the praises of him who called you out of darkness, brought you into his marvelous light. Thank you, Jesus. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles. And in their glory you shall boast. Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. And instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be yours. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery for burnt offerings. I will direct their work in truth, and will make them with them, hallelujah, an everlasting covenant. Thank God that the covenant the Lord has made with us is an everlasting covenant. Thank God that everything the Lord gives us is everlasting. Isn't that awesome? He is the everlasting God. Their descendants shall be known among the Gentiles and their offspring among the people. All who see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the posterity. They are the people that the Lord has blessed. We see that with Israel. We see that with the Jewish people. And we see that in our own lives. And now Isaiah just bursts into praise. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. He is just overflowing with praise and joy because of what the Lord has done for him. He's more excited than a bridegroom or a bride on their wedding day. Amen? Everlasting joy. And here we go. For as the earth brings forth its bud, as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, listen to this, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. What a ministry, huh? What a mission. We get to be part of that. That's our mission. That's our ministry. Everything that we read there is everything that Jesus did, and it's everything that Pastor Harvey believed in doing here at Word of Victory Church. So, just to clarify the mission and ministry of Word of Victory Church, simply it's the same mission of Jesus that Jesus has. We're called to save, heal, set free, bring revival, renew, restore and rebuild the lives of individuals, families, cities, and nations, first and foremost through the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it alone is the power that God uses to save everyone who believes, to save the Jew first, and also to save those who are not Jews. Then, we are to disciple them by teaching them to observe all things that Jesus commanded us to do. The final step in our mission is to train and equip the saints for the work of the ministry, to send them out so we can see multiplication and increase for the kingdom of God until the whole earth is filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, just like the waters cover the sea. How many of you know that's a lot of glory? That ocean is pretty deep, right? I mean, who knows? Some places it goes down miles and miles and miles. That's the glory that's supposed to cover the earth. The knowledge of the Lord shall spread throughout the earth, just like the waters cover the sea. So, I believe by putting all our faith in Jesus and asking Father God to direct us through the power of the Holy Spirit, to use the gospel of Jesus Christ, prayer, the word of God, praise, and the fruits and gifts of the Holy Spirit as our weapons of warfare, we can conquer any of life's challenges and complete our mission and ministry that he's given for us to do for him during this time. And I declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. No power of hell or scheme of man can stop Word of Victory from fulfilling his plan. Amen? Are you in agreement? Yes. Say amen again.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. We love you and praise you, Father, and we are just so grateful that you have called us to be your partner, to work with you, with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit, with all the hosts of heaven, Lord, and with all the saints on earth to do your mission, your ministry, to preach the gospel, to see people saved, healed, delivered, set free, equipped, to see cities rebuilt, transformed, Lord. We know that you and you alone can do it because you've got all the power we need. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's stand. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for our gospel that changes us. Thank you for our gospel that is life-altering. Not just for one or two, but for everyone who comes. Thank you, Lord. I will never be the same again. I can never return. I've closed the door. I will walk the path.